Wow, Ether finally breaking above $2,500 has really put the spotlight on corporate Ethereum treasuries. It's exciting to see a company like Bitmain, which has been accumulating ETH for about 14 months, getting close to a target it has talked about for a long time.
That's a meaningful milestone. What makes Bitmain's approach interesting is that it does not seem to be treating Ethereum like a short-term trading asset. Instead, it looks like a strategic treasury holding.
Right, and that really shifts the conversation. It's not just about chasing price moves. It feels like the company is positioning itself around blockchain infrastructure, decentralized applications, and the long-term growth of the Ethereum network.
Exactly. The central idea here is that Bitmain's continued buying, even through volatility, regulatory uncertainty, and changing market sentiment, suggests a long-term investment thesis rather than short-term speculation.
But now that ETH is trading above $2,500, the company is facing an important test. A higher price makes its existing holdings more valuable, but it also makes future purchases more expensive as it works toward that target.
That tension is really important. Price levels can influence both market psychology and corporate decision-making. So Ether's move above $2,500 matters because it can change how investors and companies think about the asset.
And if Ethereum can sustain a move above that level, it could encourage more investors to reconsider its role in portfolios. It could also strengthen the balance sheets of companies already holding ETH.
That's where the broader context comes in. Ethereum remains one of the most important blockchain networks. It supports smart contracts, decentralized finance, tokenized assets, and a wide range of digital services.
So for corporate holders, ETH may be more than just a speculative asset. It could also represent exposure to the real economic activity happening on the network.
But we should be careful here. A psychological price threshold does not guarantee continued gains. Cryptocurrency markets are still sensitive to macroeconomic conditions, liquidity, regulation, and investor demand.
That's a fair reminder. Ether could continue rising, but it could also retrace if buying momentum weakens. The market can be very optimistic and then very nervous, sometimes in the same week.
Yes, and the corporate treasury model is becoming an increasingly visible part of the crypto market. Under this model, companies allocate capital to digital assets and manage those holdings as part of a broader financial strategy.
The goals can vary. Some companies may want to preserve purchasing power, gain exposure to emerging technology, or benefit from long-term appreciation.
For Ethereum-focused companies, there may be an additional layer. Holding ETH can reinforce their connection to the network, support blockchain-related business models, and provide a liquid reserve for operations, investment, or ecosystem participation.
But it is not a simple buy-and-forget strategy. There are significant risks involved.
Absolutely. ETH can fluctuate sharply, and a decline in price could reduce the value of a company's reserves. There are also liquidity requirements, accounting treatment, custody arrangements, and potential regulatory changes to manage.
So these corporate crypto treasury strategies are complex. They require active management, not just passive holding.
That's right. And Bitmain's long-stated accumulation target gives investors a measurable benchmark for its progress.
After 14 months of purchases, the company is nearing that objective, so its next steps will matter. It may continue buying at a similar pace, adjust its strategy in response to market conditions, or pause to evaluate the value of its existing holdings.
The timing is notable because buying in a rising market can increase exposure to further upside, but it also raises the average cost of new acquisitions.
So investors will likely focus not only on how much ETH Bitmain holds, but also on how it funds purchases and manages risk.
There are a few key areas to watch. First, Bitmain's progress toward its accumulation target, which could signal continued commitment to its long-term plan.
Second, Ethereum's ability to hold above $2,500. Sustained support at that level could strengthen the broader bullish narrative.
Third, corporate financing decisions. The way Bitmain funds future acquisitions could affect shareholder risk and valuation.
Fourth, network activity and adoption. Growth in decentralized finance, tokenization, and smart contract usage could influence the long-term investment case for ETH.
And fifth, regulatory and macroeconomic developments, including interest rates, market liquidity, and digital asset rules.
The bigger takeaway is that Bitmain's buying streak shows how some companies are building strategies around Ethereum's long-term role in the digital economy.
Its progress toward a defined ETH target provides a visible example of how corporate treasury management can influence cryptocurrency demand.
For now, Ether's rise above $2,500 and Bitmain's continued accumulation are reinforcing one another as major market themes. It's one of those moments where price, corporate strategy, and investor attention all seem to be feeding each other.
Whether this momentum develops into a broader corporate adoption trend will depend on Ethereum's network growth, market stability, and companies' ability to manage the risks of holding a volatile digital asset.
The coming months may show whether Bitmain's strategy becomes a model for other businesses or remains a company-specific experiment in crypto treasury management.